Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba, and welcome to day 6 of the Wellness Wahala Prayer and Praise Fast Challenge. And thank you all for joining me these past couple of days. We started the first 3 days on personal renewal, and then the last 2 days was renewal in the ecclesia, the body of Christ, and now we made it to day 6, the renewal of our nation. So praying for our nations, praying for our leaders and our world. That is for today. So let's jump right in it. Renewal of our nations and righteous leadership is the topic for today. And there's a lot of wahala-ness. If you turn on the news, that's going on around the world, from war and in the Sudan to Israel to insecurity and terrorism in Nigeria, from the Boko Haram terrorists to the hijackings and the Middle East and the sea. It's just a lot of, you know, bad wahala news going on, and rumors of war and escalations of regional war and possible World War III. But we are asking, starting from the Holy Land, for the peace, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. So once again, this is day 6, renewal of our nations and righteous leadership. And the anchor scripture today, we're going to start off in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. And I'm reading from the NIV version. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. Whew, that's a deep one. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. When we got righteous leaders, from president at the federal level to state and local level, we can rejoice. But we have wicked, corrupt leaders, people are groaning. And a lot of us are experiencing that wickedness now. And we're just praying. I know in America, for example, elections are coming up. I think in Senegal today, they postponed elections. When you have corrupt leaders that don't want to leave power and allow democracy for people to vote, and put in the right God-fearing leader, that would be a blessing to their people, to the kingdom of God here on earth, and to the nation in which they call them, not their selfish, you know, their selfish goals, but they're there as a public servant to serve. So we're going to just start off to pray about righteous leadership. I also have another scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. It says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Savior. Amen. So God gives us clear instructions in the Word to pray for our leaders and those in authority over us. We never want our leaders to fail because they aren't properly covered in prayer and protection. Often we spend more time complaining about what our leaders have been doing, not doing, than we spend in prayer regarding them. In America, we have the right to question the decision of our leaders, but as Christian, that should never be done in a disrespectful manner or while neglecting our call to prayer. Everyone in authority over us, in our government, in our church, the ecclesia, our community, and our family, needs our prayers for strength and wisdom so that we might have peace, shalom, and salvation as a nation. Also, we need to pray for unity in our nation and world. You know, we are one body of Christ, and we are all children of the Most High God. So it is important to pray for unity, especially in this time. And I will read from the book of John, chapter 17, verse 21. And I'm reading from the NLT version. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent us. It is no small thing for believers to be one in heart and mind and ambition. Unity is based on love, grace, patience, and humility, maturing as individuals so that we can esteem others as greater than ourselves. No small task for sure, but we have to remember what Jesus, Yeshua, did for us to bring us all together. He died and rose on the third day, giving us victory over sin and death. A bloody murder on the cross. He was crucified. They put the thorns, needle thorns on his head. They slashed his skin. You know, it was just a very bad murder for us to redeem us. So we should never, ever forget the price that Yeshua did to bring us together, because he knew that we will need one another. The whole body working together in unity, regardless of religious differences, culture differences, or economic differences, glorifies God and builds the kingdom when we unite. We need each other, and this is why we are instructed to be patient. Speak the truth in love. Whew, I'm working on that, to be patient. Speak the truth in love, especially when you get offended, and bear with one another in love, and think of ourselves in humility, and understand that grace has been poured out in Christ. We do this so that the world will believe in Jesus because we look like him. If we truly desire unity, love is the place we must start. Thank you, Jehovah. So I just pray for our leaders here in America and Nigeria and Israel and the Caribbean and Canada and the Middle East and South America, Saudi, Dubai, Qatar, Egypt, all across the world, Kenya, Senegal, Niger, that God would give us leaders wisdom and love to serve the nation well in alignment with God's will for our nation and for our people. So because God knows the perfect plan for each of our nations, and our leaders really need to get rid of their selfish and wicked ways and align with God. So my call to action is for us to research a local community issue and explore how we can advocate for positive change and engage with our local leaders to address concerns. I like here in America, a great democratic nation, one of the greatest, if not the greatest in the world as far as democracy is concerned. If you have an issue, reach out to your senator, reach out to your House of Representatives. Many people are ignorant and don't even know who their local representative is, who their governor is, who their House of Rep, who are their senators. We have 2 senators per state, 100 total, senior and junior senators. So we have Senator Warnock here in Georgia that I reached out to, even on diaspora issues and the insecurity and the humanitarian crisis and killings of over 300 people on Christmas Day by terrorists in Plateau State Joss. And he replied and he said that he's going to look into the issue. When a lot of those humanitarian crises happen in Africa, a lot of the major media do not cover it. But if it's another country that had that many casualties, and this insecurity has been going on for decades, leaving over 3 million people displaced, internally displaced persons, IDP, their houses destroyed, burned, people killed, and they have to flee for their lives. And many of those small villages have their rich and natural resources, gold, diamond, cocoa, and so forth. So there's a lot of politics surrounding that because the local leaders, they know, and that's the only way they can access that land is if they, you know, uproot the people, destroy their houses, and kill, which is extremely evil, and nothing has been done. So it was heartwarming to be able to write to him my concerns, and I got a reply. And just on issues of like policies that you're not comfortable with, or you can even introduce some policies and bills that you want them to introduce to the floor, and just raise any concern that you have in your local community. Contact your leaders. They are our public servant. They serve us, and they're happy when we contact them. And also, you know, thank them for the ones that are good, for the good work that they're doing, and continue to be an active citizen, because we have to do our part. We are all leaders. We are all ambassadors for Christ. So that is my call to action. Research your local community issues. Know who your leaders are at the federal, state, and local level, and advocate for positive change. Engage with your local leaders to address any concerns you have. And my African proverb is, a leader who does not take advice is not a leader. And that's a Kenyan proverb. So a lot of leaders, they have to get good advice, as some leaders feel, because they're in the midst of very evil advisors. So we pray for all of our leaders to be surrounded by good advisors. So Father, I thank you for those you place in authority over us, our leaders. I ask that you lead them to wisdom and developing good judgment. Help them to not forget your word or deviate an inch from it. I ask that you help them live in honesty and have the word written in their hearts, so we can all live a carefree and confident life. But if there's anything shifty, I trust you to expose it. If there's any corruption in them, Father Lord, expose it and uproot it. And I pray that you help them to make the right strategic plans and surround themselves with good counsel. Be a safe place for our leaders and their families, ready to help them when they need it, so that they can stand fearless because they know you are fighting for them and protecting them, Lord. In the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you all, and I wish you no wahala, peace, and blessing. And I can't wait for tomorrow, day 7. Which is our final day of our 7-day wellness and wahala prayer and praise fast challenge. Thank you, and God bless you. Bless up.
It doesn't matter how big your storm is. I want to let you know that our God is bigger. Stay with me.
I have a very big God. A very big God, oh. In your day for my hand is always by my side. I have a very big God. I have a very big God. A very big God, oh. When I call you, dear. everything. I'll follow you till infinity. You're a very big God. This is my story. This is my song. No impossibility with my God. I have a very